Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
It's the Growing in Grace podcast. Thank you for coming along. I'm the Breeze Man, Joel Breezeke, and Mike Kapler, the Cap. He's right over there, and we're ready to talk about some grace, some good grace stuff. This episode, by the way, we have enlarged it to show texture, just in case anyone is wondering about that. Like they do on cereal boxes and things like that. That's what we're doing with this episode. I'm just kidding, because I don't know how I would do that.
Somebody brought to our attention that they were listening to the podcast, and they also had, I don't have the terminology here down, Joel, but they also had the words on their screen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess one particular word came out wrong. Yeah.
And I was saying in that conversation, I need to do some screenshots because I use a program called GoldWave. Been using it since the late 90s at the radio station and then for our podcast. And the latest version of it, version 7, they started transcribing. So after we're done recording and I can look at it, it will transcribe the thing. And it comes up with some doozies as far as putting the words we've said into writing. And I should screenshot some of those things, especially with my last name. You know, Joel Breezy Kidneys, you know, it just messes it up. And a lot of times you are Mike Kepler, not Kapler, but Kepler. There's just some funny things like that. But, you know, we've had a lot of things going. A lot of people know this, but we don't generally record one episode at a time, but, you know, maybe a series of three or so. And I think our last session, we were kind of getting ahead for the summer, so we did quite a few, and quite a few things have happened since then. And one thing that happened is I went into enemy territory and I survived. Yes, Mike Kepler, as a Cardinals fan, I went, although I didn't go in, but I was outside of Wrigley Field in Chicago, and I got away with my life intact. So that's a victory. You know, God is real. And
sometimes people are experiencing blessings, and they don't even know they're experiencing blessings.
Yeah, the blessing was that I didn't have to go inside.
You feel like you passed the test or something?
Yeah, I passed the test.
God was testing you.
Just for context, my daughter had a concert that she went to there, so we all went there. But, yeah, this pass the test thing, this is going to be a good one. I think we'll have a good time.
So you probably found a good place to eat around there, I'll bet.
We did. Right out, yeah. And we could hear everything going on, and they had fireworks, and it was nice. It was fun. I'll admit, it was fun. Because at that time, the Cubs were actually in South Chicago, playing a series with the White Sox.
Yeah, so Wrigley was empty. So, Joel, I got this question from somebody who I've known for a long time, but like a lot of people, you know, you begin to embrace grace, and you feel like you're pretty firmly planted in it, but then, you know, these seeds of doubt sometimes. There's people who just love to plant seeds of doubt. and so he said, I just watched a video. I'm not even going to say what the title is. I just watched a video from a particular ministry. It seemed to suggest that you must pass tests to be blessed by God. And he says, I'm not any good at tests. Probably wouldn't pass many of them. So I can relate to that. You know, tests, I mean, that's, when you stop and think about tests, Joel, especially from an academic perspective, they're usually quite stressful, right? People trying to make sure, because their grade counts so much towards that, you know, being successful on that test. So is God testing us and bringing us to a place where we must pass the test in order to receive blessings from him? Let's get your thoughts on it first.
Well, that's, yeah, I was one. See, the thing is, when I was in high school, I got A's and B's. I mean, I ended up 3.28 or 3.45 GPA. But the reason I did as well as I did, I mean, because I don't think I was really that great, but I would cram for tests. I mean, I hung out with people who probably weren't, you know, probably the C and D type of people, but I myself, I wanted to do well, and so I crammed for tests, so I did good on tests, because the night before I would stay up and study, and then I would have the stuff all fresh in my head, but then I forgot it all. I mean, I didn't retain it. I took 5 years of French. I took 9th through 12th grade, and then prior to that, 1 year in England, I took a year of French, and I couldn't tell you, you know, I couldn't speak French. I mean, a few words I remember, but all that to say that, so my personality, if God would be testing me on stuff, I mean, I know I would fail. I would fail miserably, because in my performance, if it came down to the flesh, I mean, that's really what a test is, because the thing is that in Christ, he has already given us an A+. He's not testing us because he's already made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, we're growing and maturing as the people that God has made us to be. There's growth and maturity. We kind of talked about that a little bit last week, but that growth and maturity comes from experiencing daily life and not from having to pass tests. So I would be one who would fail tests miserably as well, and so I can see that. I think many people get this idea that life is, you know, I've heard people say that this life is a dress rehearsal for heaven. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
a series of tests.
Yeah, a series of tests. We're getting ready. God's getting us ready for the big thing. Well, you know, we're already seated with him in heavenly places, and it's just that these bodies have yet to arrive. We'll shed these bodies. Our spirit is already with him. So that's another thing there. But as far as daily living, people think that it's all about tests and all about practical application, all about works, all about performance. And so God is judging our performance and he's testing us on our performance. And if we're going to get it right one of these days, doggone it. And if you don't, you didn't pass the test, and he's going to keep testing you, and he won't bless you until you pass the test. And that's just not a really good way to look at our life in Christ.
No, and years ago, it probably would have been the way I looked at our life in Christ.
Yeah,
I would
too.
Have subscribed, you know, it's a speculative theory, and I probably would have subscribed to it years ago. You know, because I was out there working to try to make sure that I was going to be blessed by God. And to receive blessings. And I mean, so a couple of things here. I mean, when we say the word blessing, there could be a lot of different things flowing through the minds of our listeners out there right now. I mean, I don't know what, when we say the word blessing, I don't know what specifically you are thinking of when
right.
it comes to being blessed with blessings. You might be thinking about some things that nobody else is thinking about.
Right.
So there's that. Then there's the test thing. Joel, remember back in radio when this just came to me, so I got to try to remember this. But remember, randomly, I think once a week, we had to do a test of the emergency alert system.
Right, yep.
All right. So, you know, the thing comes on and it says, "This is a test of the emergency alert system." The tones you hear, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, before the tones, "This is only a test."
Yeah.
Well, if it's only a test, that means it's not really an emergency. It's not the real thing. It's only a test. So
right.
There's that. I mean, okay, it's not the real deal. It's just a test. Anyway, the people who advocate for this kind of stuff, they will not tell you, well, here's what they will tell you. They'll usually mix in enough grace talk to make it sound better, to make themselves sound balanced, logical,
yeah, right.
To appeal to the believer out there, the Christian who wants to be sure they are positioned properly with God, not because so many are not sure based on things that they've been taught. So really kind of what this is, though, this thing about, well, you have to pass the testings. You got to pass God's tests in order to be blessed and to be, you know, in perfect harmony with God. This is just another version of religious ideology suggesting we need to do something to get better connected with God. So the other thing too, Joel, kind of like with works, you know, we've talked about works. Well, what works specifically do we need to do to make faith alive? And you never really get that from people. And so when it comes to the test, how do you know for sure when you're being tested by God? How do you know for sure when it's over? Will God say something like, okay, put your pencils down? And how do you know if you passed? And did you get a good enough score? You know, I mean, tests have different scores, right? I mean, I guess there are tests out there where you either fail or pass, but usually you're scored. And what does your score need to be? Listen, Paul told the Ephesians in chapter 1 that they were already blessed. Let's see if I can find that here real quick. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. I know there's more context with that. You can keep reading, but that's Ephesians 1, verse 3. 1 Corinthians 2:12. There is context here, too, that I would love to get into sometime on a different subject, but Paul said this to the Corinthians early on in his letter, his first letter to them. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God, that we might know the things, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. And going back to Ephesians, Joel, one thing that Paul brought up there about these blessings, we've been predestined, we've obtained an inheritance according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ, again, Paul talking to the Ephesians here in the first century church, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it. So I get where people want to try to say, well, yeah, you know, you're saved by grace through faith, but then you got to do something to get the blessings. Well, again, to me, that's just... That's gobbledygook, to use the Greek word.
That's a good word. That is good. No, gobbledygook. But we, so many thoughts come to mind. But I think what it comes down to, or I think a reason, one of the main reasons, or a big reason why people think that, you know, because you'll hear people say they're going through some circumstance, whether it's something like their fridge broke down, or they got fired, or I know in my case, a few years ago, in the last few years, I've had some circumstances that were not all that pleasant with my work, and I'm fortunate that I was not of that mindset, because some people say, well, God's just testing me. He's just testing me, and I need, you know, and so then you wonder what you did wrong, or what you're doing wrong, and a lot of times these so-called tests, people don't even know specifically what's going on. They don't even know what the test is. They don't even know what they're supposed to do. Never mind, like you were talking about, how do I know when I've passed the test? What was my score and all that stuff? And some people, they just in general, they just think that God is testing them. And so they're scrambling, trying to figure out, what is it that I'm supposed to do? What have I done, God? Why are you doing this to me? And, that's one response anyway. People can get really upset and think that God is against them for some reason, and that he won't fellowship with them until they pass the test and all that stuff. And we've already been brought into fellowship with him by the blood of Jesus, by his grace, by him making us righteous and making us one spirit with him. When we mess up, when we walk in fleshly ways, that doesn't change, and that doesn't cause God to say, oh, now they've gone and done it, now I got to come up with a test, and then they need to pass this test. And I think part of this is that people think that, so Paul wrote a lot of things throughout his epistles. Sometimes he wrote about some practical things. You've guys have been doing this, you need to stop doing that, now start doing this. And they think that life in Christ is a series of practical teachings. We're supposed to, life in Christ, it's about practical. We need to stop doing certain things and start doing these things. And so every sermon, every Sunday school lesson, every Bible study, small group meeting, is we got to come up with some practical teachings and a series of, you need to, do this, how to become a better this, how to do that. And life becomes nothing more than a whole bunch of things that we're supposed to do, a to-do list. And so people in general begin to feel guilty if they're not living up to that. And so they think, because these things were in the Bible and we're talking about this in our spiritual group, then God must be doing something because I'm not living up to this stuff. I think there's all kinds of ways that people can think about all these things. But the good thing to take out of this is that God loves you just as you are, and yeah, he's working in you to will and to do according to his good pleasure. He's doing wonderful things in you, but he's not trying to test you so that you'll pass this wonderful test. He's doing the work. He's at work in you, and you can sit back and rest and relax in what he's doing and not feel like he's putting pressure on you to perform.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I know some people have taken a stress test, maybe their blood pressure is high or something like that. The very thought of taking the test for your stress is going to be stressful.
Yeah.
I don't have blood pressure problems, or I haven't. But once in a while, if you're kind of fired up or you're a little nervous about your medical appointment, they say, oh, it's just a tick high. Are you feeling kind of, yeah, I don't, they kind of start asking questions. I'm like, I've never had trouble with this, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was just from walking from the waiting room to in here. I haven't gotten much exercise lately.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you've got people out there trying to pass tests that probably don't exist in most cases, in order to somehow deem themselves to be worthy of whatever it is they're trying to get from God. And I've said this so many times here over the years, Joel, one of the biggest struggles I think that church people have is that they are working at trying to become something that they think they are not, because they haven't understood their identity as a righteous and holy and forgiven and perfected individual who is in Christ.
Yeah, and staying in this kind of a same groove, I guess, for next week, people not understanding their identity and thinking they have to work in order to receive something from God. We'll talk about the famous passage where some people had asked Jesus, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" You probably know Jesus' answer, and that it had to do with not something that you do, but with belief. We'll talk about that next week on Growing in Grace.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brizeke, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.